This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you, Father. Glory to you, Son of God. Glory to you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for light that you command from the face of Jesus Christ. Give the knowledge of the glory of God in his face. Thank you for help. Thank you for strength. Thank you for your peace. Oh, we give you glory, Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Glory, adoration, power, and might be to you, Jesus. Be to you, Jesus. Be to you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. We have been teaching on the learning good and trying to look from different sides. Many have said that God wants us to be good. I want us to know that being good is to learn or to be taught of God. It's to be taught of God. You'll find that in the book of Thessalonians. A man can be taught of God. Just as a man can be taught of Christ. In Ephesians 4, you can be taught of God also. And in 1 Thessalonians 4, 9, was touching bodily love, you need not that I write unto you, for yourself are taught of God to love one another. Brotherly love is a teaching of God. That's when you see all the epistles of John. That's when a man is being taught of God. So a man can be taught of God. And you can go further to be taught of the Father. You know, God is the Father. The realm of God is the realm of true and only true God. That realm of God. Realm of the Father can be living and can be true. Realm of God can either be true or only true. Where realm of the Father can be either be living and true. There's a living Father, there's a true Father. For that, when you read John chapter 4, his realm of the Father seeketh them that we worship him. But the hour coming and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father. So if the true worshiper worship the Father, the Father is true in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh sought to worship him. Then, verse 24 says, God is a spirit. So God can be true and God can be what? Only true. The Father can be living and the Father can be true. So the word of God is the word of true and only true God. The word of the Father is both living and true. So there's a living Father, there's a true Father. And the true Father is true God. Jesus said it clearly in John chapter 20. Do not touch me when he was talking to Mary. I said to my Father, comma, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. So in this after resurrection, so when he's talking about my Father here, and your Father is my Father, is your Father. Who this Father is to Mary is a living Father. It's not yet true as a Father to Mary. Because Mary is not yet a true worshiper. So what you taught them for the year, taught them, he only taught them majorly unto the word of the living. And also the word of the true, but they could not understand. And after, before he's there, he said, I see how many things I want to talk to you about. Many things to say, but you can't bear them for now. So the best that he taught them very well, what they don't even understand, is the place of what? The living Father. Then he said, I go to my Father. But when he's talking about my Father there, he was talking about the Father as the true Father, as the only Father or eternal Father. Because I go to my Father, to your Father, and I go to my God and to your God. when he said to your God, Mary, at that time, he cannot be the only true God. Even he can't be the true God to Mary. But he said to your God, it was more of prophecy, prophesizing. But to him, these are reality. He's calling my God, my Father, your God. So I'm trying, and which agree clearly that learning good is learning the things and the person. Learning the things and the person. God wants us to be good. You can't be good except you learn the things. You have to learn things and learn person. Learning person is to be taught of him. For example, when you see Thessalonians, before that Thessalonians, for as touching brotherly love, you have no need that I should write unto you. For yourself are being taught of God to love one another. Let's read from verse 5. The heaven of which should not to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles, which know not God. Can you see? They know not God. And you can't say you know God if you don't know the things of God. Knowing the things of God will give commandments of God to you. How do you know God? You know God by knowing his word first. You know God by knowing his testimony. That's how you come to know God. Nobody can say I know God without knowing the word of God. Then for knowing the word of God, you move to knowing the testimony of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is whom God has sent. To know the word of God that you know the flesh and the water. And to know the testimony of Jesus Christ is to know the blood. To know the blood is to begin to have access to inner thing that runs God. Things that blood run inside. So that's how you know God. Then it's just like you have known the blood of God, which is the thing of testimony. Then you have come to a place of covenant. Because you cannot come to covenant with holy word alone. You must come into covenant with blood. Because no covenant is enacted without blood. And the blood is a thing of testimony. And so when you're going to show you things of testimony, you come to a place of covenant. The essence of the blood is to take covenant. They said in the book of Hebrew, after you have read the precepts in the Old Testament, from when Moses has spoken every precept to all the people, I'm talking about how you learn good. You learn good before you can be made good. Without learning good, you cannot be made good. Because you have to involve learning. That's why you have to move from knowledge to wisdom, into power. Because it's a learning. So what we have been doing since February, March, April, May, and June is to learn good at different octave, at different personality. We are learning good. You learn the things and you learn the person. And learning the person is to be taught. It's to be taught of the person. You learn his things. It will take his things to be ready. His things, which have to do with, you move from knowledge to wisdom. In Hebrews 9:19, for when Moses has spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood. So, to spoken every precept to all the people according to the law. So, he showed that they learned both the precept and the law. So, the law has its precepts. So, they learn the precept of the law so that they can have entrance into the law. Because without the precept is the knowledge of the law. They have the knowledge of the law. You know what he said? The mouth of the priest should teach knowledge. That is the first thing. The mouth, not the law of truth. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge. Then they should seek. Can you see? It's two things. So, without the knowledge, there will not be the law. The priest's lips should keep knowledge. So, then I add the knowledge. They should see the law out of his mouth. So, it showed that the lips and the mouth of priest should have both the knowledge and the law. But you cannot have access to the law until you have the knowledge of the law. So the priest lives, keep knowledge. Then after they have heard knowledge, then they should come and see the law at his mouth. He said, why? Why? He is a messenger of the Lord. So a messenger of the Lord should have two things. A messenger of the Lord should have knowledge and should have the law. But when you're not a messenger of the covenant, messenger of the covenant is a man that has the blood and the law. When you say, this man is a messenger of the Lord, because you need both the knowledge and the law to prepare the way. That is, without knowledge and the law, way will not be prepared in the heart of people. God must make you. So messenger of the Lord is the messenger of the way. Then you'll be now ready to become the messenger of the covenant. Behold, I will send my messenger. He shall prepare the way. How do you prepare the way inside people? You prepare the way inside the people with what? With knowledge and the law. And the teaching of the law is the giving of wisdom and understanding to his soul. I wanted to read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy 4 from verse 3. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of baseball. That ball. For all the men that follow after that ball, the Lord thy God has destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord. So either you cleave or you depart. You can either depart and forsake the Lord. So they that cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, even of you, until this day. Behold, I have taught you status and judgment. That's why the first thing you must have access to are things. Even as the Lord my God commanded me. So that means, so before Moses could teach them, Moses, God was also taught Moses status and judgment. That was what Moses was learning for 40 years when he was with his father-in-law. That you should do so in the land where you go in to possess. Keep therefore and do them. For this is what? Your wisdom. So what they call your wisdom? The status and the judgment, which are law. That's your wisdom. That is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. Who shall hear of all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who are God so near unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? So you can see, before the who God is near, which is the person, he first of all taught them his things. For what nation is there so great? Who are God so near unto them? So God does not come near to a people, or God does not give his person, if he has not teach you his things. And his things are called his law. His law will constitute his nature. So another word for all these things is status, is judgment. When you read John 14, John called this thing that he calls status, judgment. He will call them commandments. You keep and you do commandments. So John called all these things commandments in the New Testament. John has also called them commandments in the New Testament. Apostle of our Lord John called them commandments. So they call them commandments. So, but you consider what informed those commandments are teaching of wisdom and understanding. So when you say that wisdom is teaching a man, you are saying that a man is having access to the world, access to God's things, is learning. When you say a man is learning commandments, or you say a man is learning doctrine. So another word for wisdom is doctrine, because you can't access breakthrough into doctrine without being wise, or wisdom be the one teaching it. So the mouth of the priest, which are messenger of the Lord, should keep what? Knowledge and the law. So keeping of the law is keeping of wisdom, keeping of understanding. The law is God's wisdom. The law is God's understanding about life, about his life. So when you have understanding of the law, that's what they call it, the law of life, or the law of the spirit of life.
The law is about life. The law. So you can't access a life without having access to the law of that life. Yeah. Or you cannot have access to a life without having the wisdom and the understanding. You have to have understanding to the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding of that life. So that life is what they call power. So when they make Christ unto us power and what wisdom, that means they make Christ to us life. That power is life. And say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but the power of God is the life. So power is the life of God. Or those who are kept by the power of God, those who are kept by the life of God. So power is a life. When you have assessed the things, and by the reason of the things, you have now arrived at the world, at the life. And the beginning of assessing a person is assessing the life. When you say you are knowing a person, you start assessing the person by assessing his life. Not just assessing his things. When you say, I'm now beginning to learn the person, you start learning the person by learning the life. So we can see that we can't say we learn good, because to learn good is to learn person. God is good. So to learn good is to learn person and to learn the things that belong to that person. That's why Matthew said, a good man, out of the good treasure. Can you see? Good man, good treasure. So, good man is the person.
Yes.
His things are good treasure of his heart. So, what constitutes good is learning things and the person. So, if you want to learn the good of the Holy Ghost, if you want to learn good, if you want to be good as Holy Ghost is good, you learn the things of the Holy Ghost and you learn the person of the Holy Ghost. But you cannot learn the person of the Holy Ghost until you have learned the things, the treasure that made up who Holy Ghost is. So if you want to be good as the Son of God, or you want to be good as Christ, you have to assess what the things, the good treasure of Christ. Then you assess the good person of Christ. Then when you move to the Son of God, the Father, God, that's the same thing. So when we say God wants us to make us good, is that we are having access into the things and the person. And you cannot have access to the things and the person without knowledge. Wisdom. So when you are learning things of a person, you need knowledge and wisdom and understanding. When you need access to the person, you need power. So wisdom is for teaching things, having knowledge. So in the season, when you say a man's season of wisdom is accessing the knowledge of the things and submitting yourself to those substances, because wisdom and understanding gather substances. That's the essence of wisdom. Wisdom is to gather treasure. Think, gather there. It's a time to gather those things. Which, instead of counsel and might, we start using them to use it to make you up, to form you. So that you too can, you don't just have the knowledge that thing. That same substance can be what? Usable to you. That's the essence of counsel and might. But when you move into the season of this counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord is the season of knowing a person. Because that's the season of power. When you say mind is the season of power, it's the season of the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. God. It will make you of quick understanding in the fear. It will make you of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. The Lord. Isaiah. So when your mind is in the season of knowledge, because that knowledge, it will make you a quick consensus in the knowledge of the fear of the Lord. That knowledge is not knowledge that you learned before. This knowledge is the knowledge of person. Knowledge of the person. You have left the knowledge of precept into knowledge of person. When you learn wisdom, understanding, counsel of might, take the treasure to use it to form you. You do the material you have gathered by wisdom. Wisdom gather material, substances, treasure of the person. Give you treasure and understanding, you use the counsel and might to work upon you. But by the time you move into the season of knowledge and fear of the Lord, you are now in the season of power. Season of knowledge and the fear of the Lord is a season of power. Because those are the seasons where you are having access to the person. That is the time you are knowing the Lord. They shall know me. That's the unknowing. It is not power. And season of power is the season of the blood. When the man arrived at the season of power of Christ, you have arrived at the blood of Christ. When you arrive at the season of power, you have arrived at the season of the blood. Season of power is the season of the blood. Season of wisdom is the season of the word. Word to law. Those are the season of the wisdom. Wisdom deliver law to you. Law are substances for formation, for fashioning. But when you arrive at the season of power, it's a season of the blood, which has to do with life and person. And you come to a season of knowing. You are knowing the life and knowing the person. It will make your quick understanding. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither by the bow of the end of his ear. Can you see? So you are no longer using eyes to judge. But there's something. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor. So the person have attained something, have attained righteousness. At the attained righteousness, the work of wisdom, understanding, casting a might, or what make it to be. But with righteousness, will he judge the poor? And will he prove equity? This is our person. We for the make of the air, he shall smite the air with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. That was, he shall be the guido of his loins, and the faithfulness the guido of his reign. So this is our stature, measurement of stature. Because starting from the guido of the loins into the reins is growth. The measuring of a person, the measure of the stature of the fullness. God, guido is for measurement. So his measurement of a person. Righteousness shall be the guido of his loins. I think when you measure from the feet to his loins, it's righteousness. And when you measure from the loins to the reins, it's faithfulness. Talk about faithfulness. Those are life measurement and person. They are not just substances. Righteousness shall be. Righteousness shall become the guido of his loins, is what he has become. Faithfulness shall become the guido of his reins. That will be what he has become. Shall be. They are not substance. They are person, what he has become. Because with the spirit of wisdom and revelation, spirit of wisdom and understanding, cast of mind, they have received things that he has used to build nature, form nature. Because you prepare the nature of the person you want to be first. God form nature before the gift of the life of the person. They must make nature. And they make nature with substances of wisdom and understanding. They frame nature first. Because you can't frame nature without good treasures. The good treasures of a man. Out of the good treasures of a man. Out of the good treasure of a man. Yeah. So the good treasure. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart. A good man. See, that man has good treasure. It will not be good. And this also, and Farmer Joker was saying, a good tree bring forth good fruit. A good tree bring forth good fruit. Make the tree good, the fruit also shall be good. So that's why what God does first of all in making a good thing is give the person nature. And the beginning of giving nature is downloading knowledge. Can you download the knowledge first? Download the knowledge of things. Then give wisdom of this to assess the substance from the knowledge of that thing. And use it to, with wisdom and understanding, bring it to wisdom and let wisdom and understanding be, do their work through counsel and might to frame the nature. And I said those things are called what? Law. The word and the law, they are all substances. The law and the word. Those are substances that wisdom deal with. Wisdom teach the word. The word and the law. You must get those two things. It's not the law and the testimony, the word and the law. It's in the book of Isaiah 2, it's in the book of Micah 4. The law, the word, and the law. And it shall come to pass that day that the mantle of the Lord's house shall be the house. If you want to create the house, you want to form the house, you want to build the house, because by wisdom is an house built, by understanding is established. By knowledge, the field with precious riches. That precious riches mean are treasures. So the play of knowledge, understanding, wisdom. Knowledge first, precious riches. Then understanding bring for establishment. Wisdom before building. Before you move into the zone of power. Power has to do with life and the person. By wisdom is a house built. Understanding is established. By knowledge, it's a field with precious that you feel it. So that's Proverbs 24, 3 to 5. By wisdom is a house built. Can you see how they build the house? The Lord's house. The Lord wants to build his house inside of you. So you can't build in the house without knowledge. The peace lips should keep knowledge. They should see the law out of his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord. To be a messenger of the Lord means he is a builder of the Lord's house, which agree with Matthew 7. Who's by hearing the sayings of mine and do them? I will liken, it's first of all, the saying of mine, I will liken to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. So, wisdom is being, is used to build. Wisdom is time of building. It shall come to pass in that day that the mantle of the Lord's house, this is Isaiah 2, shall be established in the top of the mountains. So why I'm saying this thing, that when you hear the word, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, there is a building, because it's a growth, it grew. So it showed that thing is a wisdom. So when I was saying that, whenever I'm talking about the tree of knowledge of good and evil, it's a wisdom. That's why it's able to make you wise. It's a building, it's a construction. House is also a building, a tree is a building, it's a raising. It's an elevation. So that was a building. Satan came to build something in the midst of the garden beside the tree of life. And what Satan built, Satan did it and now went to go and build something in the air. And that what he built a being that he used to build.
Yes, sir.
If he formed, just like God formed holy mountain with stones of fire, cherubim. Satan also built his own building. The way God also lay in Zion. Zion is a mountain. I lay upon Mount Zion a foundation, a stone, a tri stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. You know, that was a building that God built. God built Zion. The Zion there is not the Zion that angels are. The Zion of God. Because Zion of angel was a copy of God's Zion that God built before the foundation. I lay in Zion. God lays that. So God, there was a building that God bring. That's a pattern that God used to build seraphs. And it's a pattern that God used to build in Palestine on earth. God has his own Zion. The Zion of the beginning. God replicated them according to their different structures in their different domains of existence. But it's a Zion of God. He said, for you, you build Zion with blood. Jeremiah 51, 35. The violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon. What is my flesh? The children of Israel. It's Micah 3, 9, 10. Hear this, I pray you. Ye heirs of the house of Jacob and princes of the house of Israel, that abhorred judgment and perverted all equity. They build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. So you can see, so I said that when you arrive at the realm of power, you have arrived at the realm of the blood. Life, power, life, person, which is the word of power. It's power that holds life. It's power that holds the person. You saw that in the book of Hebrew, chapter 1, verse 3. Who be the brother of his glory? The express image of his person. Want to go? Upholding all things by the word of his power. Eh? When you are by himself, purge our sin. So what do you use to purge our sin? Blood. Without blood, it's no purging of sin.
sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So, realm of power is realm of the blood. Realm of an endless life is the realm of power. When you move it to the realm of, use the word, by the word, realm of endless life, realm of power, by the power of endless life. 7:16. Now you read from 15, you see the blood is the place of the blood. As it is yet for far evident, for that after the statement of making, there is a rise and a priesthood, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. So when you get to the zone of life and person, you are in the world of power. When Jacob was praying, for that is the kingdom, that is the power, that is the glory. Word of power is the word of the blood. Word of wisdom is a realm of knowledge. And law is a realm of the word. Realm of the word is a realm of the word and the law. When you are dealing with the word and the law, you are speaking wisdom. When you're a teacher of knowledge, you're a teacher of the word. You're a teacher of the law. You are still in the word of wisdom. What you are communicating is wisdom. But wisdom is different strengths. So God, they say wisdom are different strengths. Wisdom of the knowledge is lower than wisdom of the word. Because in the word, you have the flesh and water. The law is the spirit of the word. That's another word. When I'm saying the word and the law, when you are in the law, you are in the spirit of the word. That's the spirit of the word. Because the word also has its ways. The word has ways inside. The word has ways. Just that there are ways in the blood. Because he consecrated the new and the living way in his flesh. The way is not only in the blood. Having therefore bread and boldness to enter into the most holy by the blood of Jesus, but not only by the blood of Jesus. For if there to enter, no, can't enter without way. You enter through the way. The door. Enter through the door. Narrow is the way. And search the gate. And feet being down. Enter therein. Broad is the way. Having therefore brethren boldness to enter unto the holiest by the blood of Jesus, comma. It's only by the blood of Jesus Christ. Also, comma. By a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh. So, there is his blood and there is his flesh. In his flesh is the meat and the water. The flesh has two things. The flesh has meat and the flesh has drink. When you have access to the flesh, you have the meat. And so the flesh, when your mind is handling the flesh, is handling wisdom. The putting away of the flesh together is wisdom. When you are having access, is that the flesh of Christ? You are having the flesh of the Son of God. You are in the season of wisdom. So wisdom starts with knowledge to the word and the law. So when you say, I'm adding the word, I'm adding the flesh, which is the meat and the drink. Which they wrote also in John chapter 1. And the word became flesh. The word should be flesh to you. When they serve you word, your word should be flesh to you. That means the word should be both meat and drink. Because why? I will write my laws in their heart. And what is the heart? You put the law on flesh. I will write my law. I will give them a new heart. A new spirit. So every new heart must have its new spirit. Every flesh must have its spirit. What is the spirit? That God put on Moses, on Abraham. He put circumcision. Circumcision is the law. They call the law of circumcision.
Wow.
That came upon the flesh. So you have not finished the curriculum of flesh. If by the time flesh is complete in the man, you must put the law inside it. The giving of the law is giving of the nature to that flesh. Every flesh has its nature. When God make out of the dust of the earth, God make flesh. For every beast of the feet.
He also put their law in them. Their law is responsible for their nature. So when God gathers substances together, substances of flesh, substances of what? Of water. Just like when you want to form something, you take clay and put water there. You mix them together. Likewise, also, to form Christ in a man, or to form the image and image of God in a man, you can form Christ, who is the godliness, and form the image. You have to bring flesh and water together, or bread and water together. When you have brought bread together, you put the law. You must enact the law with it. When you are building clay, the law has to talk about the shape, the form. That's the law. The law is the form. When you read Ezekiel, the law is the form. The law is the shape. When you are cutting, you are shaping. That's the law as play. And that's also wisdom. When you are forming meekness in a man, you are forming brokenness, contriteness, long-suffering. Those are laws. You are forming so that it can remain. That can abide. It won't collapse. You are putting laws into it. Because when you are forming something with what you are mindful that, okay, handle of this cup must not be bigger than this. So those are law in play. When God is putting things, patience in the soul, long-suffering, kindness, God is putting laws. Using the materials of his flesh, his water, and his wisdom, skill, those are laws. Romans 2:25-27. Look at it. For circumcision very profited, if thou keepest the law. For if thou be a breaker of the law, why thy circumcision is made uncircumcision? Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcised, which by nature, if he fulfill the law, judge the way by letter, and circumcision does transgress the law? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly. So, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of man but of God. The law must be on flesh and on the water, or must be on the meat and the drink. 1 Corinthians 10 and Hebrews 3 and 4. They were all banters unto Moses in the cloud at the sea. Verse 3. They did all same spiritual meat. Meat means they partook of the flesh, called Christ. They partook of the word, because the word is flesh. And they drank of spiritual rock that followed them. This is the water that was Christ. Then verse 5. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. So, what was lacking? The law. They partook of the flesh. They partook of the drink. But the law that had been detected was not upon. So, what is the law? Go to Hebrew. For the word being spoken unto them was preached. The word being preached unto them. That was the prophecy. Hebrew 4. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left of our entry to the rest, any of you can seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. He started talking about them. Who are them? From chapter 3. In the wilderness. For unto us was the gospel preached, as was unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. What was the word? The meats. And what? And the drink. The word did not profit them. For unto us was the gospel preached, as was unto them. But the word, so the word is the flesh and the drink. The word did not profit them. The word did not profit them. That the meats and the drink did not profit them. Not be mixed with faith in them that had it. What is faith? It was the law. There was a law. When you are giving a people word, there must be a law that must be available to make the flesh and the drink acceptable. God, you serve the meat and you serve the drink. But when you serve the meat and the drink, there's a table manner. Table manner is the law. Table manner moderates the eating and the drinking.
Yes, sir.
That's why Bible tell you, how can you partake of the Lord's table and you also partake from the table of idol? So there's a law in the midst of season. So wisdom does not only teach you the word alone. When they are teaching the word, wisdom also teaches you the law of the table manner. The table manner must be a law. One of the table manner that you must eat in faith. For when you do not eat in faith, you are sin. For he that does not eat in faith are sin. Whatever is not of faith is sin.
Yes,
so here in the book of Hebrews, he said when they were eating it, they did not fear. He said, let us fear, lest the promise of us entering will fall short. So one of the things that was lacking in the church of Israel, when they were eating of manna and they were drinking of the rock, there was no fear in their heart. What was fear? There's no reference. So when you are around the world, either the word of Christ or you are around the word of the Lord, you must have fear, you must have faith, you must have reference. Though there are things that gather me samokra, there are laws around the water and law around the meat. They told Gideon to gather the hammies around the water. But there was a law around it. God told him, the people are yet many. Go in Judges 7:4. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water and I will try them. Because you say, try them. So what is that? It's the enacting of the law. I will try them for thee there. It shall be that all whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And all whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought them down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lapped of the water with his tongue as a dog lapped, in shall thy set. That by sets by himself. Likewise, everyone that bowed down upon his knee to drink, the number of them that lapped putting their hand to their mouth were 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down unto their knee to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that leap will I save you. And deliver the Midianite unto thee, I am. Let all other people go, everyone, unto his house. So you see, so they felt that they're just drinking water. They don't know there's a law around the water. So wisdom, that's when I said, so the season of the word, of the water, is a season where they introduce the law. When you are taking water, they introduce the law. Because just as there is New Testament and New Covenant in the blood, in the water is the law. You have the testament out of the blood. The testament is in the blood. The New Testament in my blood.
Okay.
Likewise, in the water is the law. You also find the same thing again. Where did they disqualify Moses? They disqualified Moses at the water. At the water. There was a law, commandment attached to the water or the rock. Speak to the rock. He smite it. Another time, smite the rock. So the time where they will receive is at the scene of the water that you see the law. So when you are receiving the war, you are receiving the law. Till end of the war, which is the scene of the water.
Yes, sir.
You don't start with water, you start with the meat. When you are taking the water, you will be taking the law alongside.
Yes,
that's it. When the man arrived at the water, they will start teaching you the law.
Okay.
The law. Because what closes of the word is with the law. You must have the law with the word. You can't separate the war, sin of the war. Sin of the war, your sin of the world is not full until the law has been given. You have found the law. So when you read the book of Ezekiel, you will see that it's as the building of the house. So they began to give the law of the house. They were talking about the law of the house. They formed the shape, so they began to give the law of the house. They attached the law of the house to the form, to the shape. And form and shape is building time. Show the house to the house. If they be ashamed of all that they have done, show them the form of the house, the fashion thereof, the going thereof, and the coming thereof, all the form thereof, and all the ordinance thereof, and all the form thereof, and all the law thereof.
write them in their sight that they may keep the old form and all the ordinances and do them. This is the law of the house. So when you are building the house, so when you are building with what? You build with what? But you can't build the wall. The building is not complete without putting laws there. Law also mean measurements.
Yes, sir.
Law mean parameter.
Yes, sir.
Because how can you say you are building and there's no law in place? It's the boundaries. The law at the boundary. You are carving the door out. So when during the course of building, you must be putting law together. The boundary, the parameters, the whole, where everything, the laws are in place. Laws are all the measurements. The door, the frame, they are all the laws. They are gathered by law. They are gathered by measurements. So, the sin of the world is not complete without the law. This is the law of the house. Upon the top of the mountain, the all living thereof, blah, 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 shall be the most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. These are the measurements of the altar. Can you see? So, the law is connected to measurements. The way you are measuring, the fashion, the shape, those things, these are all the laws. You are observing an invisible law. They start putting the invisible law inside of you. The law of fear. The law of trembling. Let me show us again in Isaiah chapter 66. Thus tells the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth my footstool. Where is the house that you have built unto me? By wisdom as house built. When you are in season of building, I say season of building is a season of what? Season of building is the season of the word and the law. The word and the law. Which is the season of wisdom. So this is wisdom. Where is the house you have built unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all these things are my handmade, and all those things have been since, said the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor of is poor and of a contrite aspect. So what is that thing? That is the law. Poor and contrite. That's the working. Poor spirit is a law. Contrite is a law. And trembleth at my word. These are all the law. At my word. At my word. Poor, contrite, and trembleth at my word. So keep reading 3, 4, 5. He that killed an ox is as if he slew a man. How can you clear? I say, when you kill an ox to God, you say, you have slew a man. He that sacrificed a lamb is as if you have cut off a dog neck. So God sees those things. You can kill what seemingly, when you kill a lamb, you say, it's like I kill a lamb, you should be afraid of God. But if you don't have contrite, if you don't have poor in spirit, if you don't have trembling, what's that you kill to God is an abomination. You have transgressed the law. You have broken the law. You have broken the law around the meat.
Yes, I did not keep.
You didn't keep the meat around the water. So when we arrive at that time, wisdom will not only teach you the word. Wisdom should teach you the law around what you are hearing. Because something be forming you. They are building something in you.
Yes, sir.
It should teach you the content of being poor. Poor me and not I in yourself. You are not low self-esteem, but you don't esteem yourself better before God and before your brothers. You don't compare yourself to anybody. That has been poor. No matter how God is helping you, you are not rich in yourself. Those are law. Though God is doing something in you, God is giving you instruction, commandments, and you are building, you are changing, you are being converted. A lot of brokenness around your marriages, around your union as a man. God is showing you as a man you should behave yourself around your wife, how you should be gentle around your wife, how you should be gentle around your children, how you should be tender around your children. As a pastor, God is instructing you around the flock of God. How you not to seek yourself, how you to lay down your life for them. You are keeping those commandments. These are commandments that make the meat and the water not to be polluted and defiled and become unclean. Because the table can be unclean. Isaiah 56. He that killeth an ox is as if he that slew a man. He that sacrificed a lamb as if he that cut off a dog neck. He that offereth an oblation as if he that offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways. So you can see that in building the house, the word and his spirit. The spirit is his way and laws. I say it's not only enter by his blood and by the new and living way, that there's a way in the blood and there's a way
The flesh make way for you. The blood also make way for you. Like those who come from the camp trying to come and sacrifice, they open the gate to the altar to them to enter, the king. If they don't enter with blood, they enter with the animal, with the gift, with meat offering. They prepare their cake. They come with cake or flour. Bread to present before the priest. That they are big. So what gave that entrance is a flesh. Because that bread, that cake from grain, they represent flesh.
Yes, sir.
So there's a way into the sanctuary. But just that when you want to enter most holy, there's no flesh. Flesh is not entrance to that. It's not by the word. And that was what John was teaching. He came unto his own. His own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them power to become. Power to become the sons of God. And power to become sons of God. You can't become son of God. Power to become. You are going to access the life and the person. Power to become son. Power to become. Power to become me. They have to move into the zone of blood. To become sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. So they are first of all believe first on his name. His name is his faith. His name is his word. So those that he can give power to become son of God are those that are to even to them that believe on his name. His name is the word. His word is law. His name is his word is law. His word is his faith. Even who believe on his name is his faith. His faith is his word, his law. As many as received him. Can you see? So they received him. When did they receive him? They received his name. But as many as received him, to them he gave power. Look at it. To them that believe on his name. So they must have believed in his name first before them, by believing his name, they have received his word. They have received his word. His word there is his faith. God, faith coming by hearing, by his word. His word is his name. So that I don't confuse, let me show you a scripture that buttresses that his faith is his name. Romans 1:5. When you stay in the epistle, you become wise. The epistle raises you with wisdom. You will become wise in the spirit. We are not dull. You are not dull with scriptures. Man can read scripture and be flat, but epistle will make you wise because epistle is a very high wisdom. Look at it. Romans 1:5. By whom we have received grace for obedience to the faith, among all nations, for his name. So, essence why you are obeying the faith is for his name. What is his name? His name is his nature. His name is his identity. That you will receive, when you obey faith, you will receive his name. You can't receive his name except you have obeyed the faith. What is obeying faith? Obeying faith is obeying the word. And what I obey, you obey the commandment that the word shown. You obey the wisdom that the word comes so that you can receive his name. His name is his nature. His name is his word and his laws. Because faith is his law. When you read Romans 7, you call it by the law of faith. Obedience to the faith is obedience to his law. Obedience to the faith is obedience to his word. Romans 3:27. Where is boasting then? It's excluded. By what law? Of what work? Nay, by the law of faith. So obedience to the faith is obedient to the word. Obedience to the faith is obedient to the law. So the law is the spirit of faith. And what's the spirit of faith? The faith that worketh by love. So when you arrive at love, charity, you have arrived at the law of faith. When you are just having faith, you are at the word level. You are just at the word level. But when you arrive at using law, faith that is working by law, you have arrived at his law level. Or you have arrived at the works level. By what law? By what works? So the law and the works are the same. That's when they start working in you. Nay, by the law of faith. By whom we have received grace and apostleship of obedience to the faith among God, for his name's sake. But as many as received him. So here, there are this many received him. Look at the word received is past tense. Received him to them, gave him power. So they are qualifying the people that he will give power to. Those who move into the scene of power. You can't move into the scene of power if you have not received him. As many as received him to them, many that received him, to them he gave power to become. Son of God, I was using the word be. I said that word be is to become. become the sons of God. And I say, these people that listen to come is evil to them that believe on his name. So, first of all, so when did they receive him? They received his name. What is the curriculum of his name? It's his faith. How did the faith come from? Faith coming by hearing the word. And you don't finish hearing the word until you have arrived at the law. But as many as received him, so those who received him are them that believe. Those many are them that believe on his name. You have to believe on his name first before you can believe on his power. The teacher of his name is wisdom. His teaching of his name is the teaching of the word and the law. When you say, I'm teaching his name, I'm teaching his word, I'm teaching his law. Those are the things of his name. When they say, I'm learning his name, I'm learning his word and his law. You must know this for you to understand very well Epistle of John and Gospel of John. That's how John wrote his epistle. John 17 says, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gave me out of the world. Thine they were, thou gave them to me, and what? And they have kept thy word. So his name, you know his name by his through his word. It's the sin of his word, you know his name. What is his name? His identity, his nature, and his law. So when you are teaching his name, you are teaching his word. Or you teach his name through his word. For example, look at now. Look at this, is that John. John was not talking in the episode of John. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. How shall a young man make his way pure? By taking heed to your word. But not only word alone. Thy word have I kept in my heart, that I have not sin against thee. Also, you also hear the word. Thy law. So, season of the word is season of the law. Also, when you say, we are in the season of the revelation of his name. We used to say, I know his name. When you say you know his name, I mean, you know his word. And you know his law, which is the season of wisdom. You are not going to be tired of this. So, I feel that God wants me to start pushing, must enter call. This is when you say, Amen, you are teaching New Testament. From a New Testament, this is knowledge. The law's wisdom. The teaching of his name is teaching of his faith. And teaching of his faith is teaching of his word. Because faith cometh by hearing by the word. There's no faith without the word. And teaching of his faith is teaching of his meat and his drink. So if you are teaching the word of Christ, you are teaching the faith of Christ, and you are teaching the love of Christ, which is the law. When you are teaching the word of God, you are teaching the incorruptible seed. That liveth and abideth. It's liveth and abideth. Season of abiding is season of water. And in the season of the abiding, I say in the water, you bring the law out. You have not teach the word the way. If you have not arrived at the law, further you find, I say, this word of the law, not Lord, of the law. The law asks his word. So when you go back, go and read Psalm 119, you find that the law and the word as well. So, but you start with the word. You start with the meat. You open the water, and inside the water you find the law. And it's when you have gone through that curriculum, you say a man has been built up. It's a house, or a man has been built up. Wisdom has been as a house, and a house is a name. Look at this. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord. So the name of the Lord is a building. So when you say, I know his name, I know his building. Which is the instrumentality of wisdom. Wisdom is the one that teaches name. You can't know his name without wisdom. This is the key. When you say, baptizing him in the name of the Father, when you say, they were all baptized to Moses in the sea. It was the name. trying to bring them to know the name.
Psalm 91,
from verse 13. Thou shalt tread upon lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thy trample under foot. Because he has set his love upon me. There's his love. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Look at it. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me. If you have not known the name, you can't come to the Lord calling upon the name of the Lord. This is what happened in the name of Set. Because I've been beat up. I will set him, but will rise you up. He shall call upon me and I will delay answer him. Then I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. It's a season of set his love upon me. Then will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. To know my name is to know my faith, which is my word and my law. To know my name is to know my law. Adam, they brought every beast of the field to Adam to see what he will call them, what he will name. And Adam named them according to their nature. He was able to see into their nature, their laws. They were named according to their laws and to their formation, to their building. That was Adam needed to name them. So we can see that they can't give you power even if you have not believed on his name. Have you believed on his name? To believe on his name, John 20, 21, this thing I written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. That you can't have life except through his name. You must have his name. That is how you can have life. That's how you can find life. You will move of life and person without his name. I just want us to know that faith is his name. And faith is the word and the law. I'm trying to raise the place of wisdom and power, learning and being taught. That you can be taught of things before you are taught of life and person. And that the principle for learning things are wisdom. For you need to move into things of power. Let's read from verse 4. Give me 4-5. I will also show their delusion. We bring their fear upon them because when I called, none of them did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before me. I enclosed them, chose that which I delight not. Yeah, the word of the Lord. Took at the verse 5 and 6. Ye that tremble at my word, your brethren that hated you, that casted you out for my name's sake. For my name's sake. So why did they hate you? Why did they cast you out? Because of my name's sake. What's my name's sake? They that tremble at my word. So it was because of my name that made them to hate you. This is when you are learning my name. And when you are learning my name, you are learning my word. You are being taught of my things. The hatred came because of that. They hated you. They persecuted you because of my name. Because they saw that you are trembling. They are your brethren. But they could not generate the kind of response you generate. You tremble at my word. And because of that, they began to hate you because you tremble. But they could not generate that kind of response. That was the reason why you are learning the laws. You are not wise. So their heart. And that was happening to the people of Israel. They ate the spiritual meat. They drank spiritual rock. A man can eat the flesh and drink the water of the word of God, but you could not generate trembling because there's no wisdom. The hearts have not been made wise within. So to have some loss when you are around it. So to have some loss of trembling, loss of fear, loss of broken, loss of contrary, the way you relate to your brethren. He said, your brethren hated you. So he said, many of them were not well pleased. So there is a thing that God watch out for. God look at, can you please him with the word? Time. Can you please him with his name? Time. Can you please him with the word and the law? And those that are commandments that are attached to the word. Give me 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Let's read from verse 3 to 6. 1 John chapter 2 from 3. Whereby we do know that we know him. You can't say you know him. Before you can say you know him, that you know his life and his person. Yes. You can see here that we cannot say
we do know him when we have not done it. He said, hereby we do know that we know him. Before, that's not know him. It's another. You see, you must understand this thing. This thing I'm teaching, that you must separate having access to his things and having access to his life and his person. Even if you read Hosea chapter 6, let us know that, come, let us return unto the Lord. But there's a way of returning to the Lord. There's a way of returning to the Lord. Hosea 6, from verse 1. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn, he will heal us. Look at the process. He must also heal. He has smitten, for he has torn, he will heal us. That is a process. He has smitten, he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up. So he showed that there are three seasons in building.
Yes, sir.
After raising, is a building. And we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know. That's when we move into the world knowing. If we follow on to know the Lord, so there must have been initial work or building before we move into time of knowing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The prophet know this thing. Either Christ or no coming to the things of God. The first thing, and the time of returning, the time of being ill, the time of being bound up, the time of being raised up, revived, and time of being raised up are the time or when wisdom is at work in you. That's when the wisdom or you are accessing his name. You are being baptized into the name. Either the name of the Holy Ghost, which is the good of the Holy Ghost, the name of the Son, which is Christ, or the name of the Father, the things of the Father. Then shall we know if you follow on to know the Lord. He's going forth. Can you see? Yeah, it is. They are talking about the Lord. He's going forth. He's prepared as the morning. He shall come to us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain. But they separate that thing. He shall come to us as the morning. He's going forth, he's bearing the morning, and he shall come to us. He is going forth and is coming. When he's coming as a rain. What are rain? Doctrine. Rain. Water, which has product of the word. The word first. Before he's going forth. They make Christ to us as power and wisdom. You move from wisdom to power. Even also God too. Time of non-wisdom of God and time of power. Eternal power. Where you come to a place of acquiring wisdom of God. We make nature inside of you. Building of God and nature. But the time of power is a time of assessing life and person. 1 John 2, 3-16. However, we do know that we know him. If we keep his commandments, we do know. How we know him is if we keep his commandment. Look at it. He that said, I know him, and kept not his commandment, is a liar. The truth is not in him. What is the truth? The truth is either the word or the law. Those are words of truth. Whosoever keepeth his word. Look at that verse 3. If we keep his commandment, he that say I know you and keep not his commandment. So his commandment is his word.
Okay.
Whosoever keepeth his word, in very is the love of God perfected. Yeah. How about we know that we are in him. He that say he abide in him or himself also to walk, even as he walk. So he talk about knowing him, walking. So you can't know him except you keep his commandment. And how you keep his commandment is you walk. So look at this thing that he said, whosoever keepeth his word. Look at say, I know him and keepeth not his word. He's a liar. You know, he kept on repeating about this liar, 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 liar. He said that person is an antichrist. You find the liar in 1 John chapter 1. You find the liar in 1 John chapter 2, 22 again. Look at him. Who is a liar? But he that denied that John Christ is Christ. No. He's an antichrist that denied the Father and the Son. Whosoever denied the Son, the same had not the Father, but he that acknowledged the Son had the Father also. How you do acknowledge? You acknowledge the commandments. What are the commandments? The word. You can't say you have the Son and the Father when you have not acknowledged the Son. Whosoever denied the Son, the same had not the Father, but whosoever acknowledged the Son had the Father also. And this is the promise we have promised, even eternal life. Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. What's that? Is the word. It that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you. You shall also continue in the Son I am the Father. And this is the promise that I have promised us, even in time. This thing I have written unto you concerning them that saw this, but the anointing, can you? So he moved from the word into the anointing. The anointing which you have received of him, you have received of him. But before you can receive the anointing, you have received first of all the word. Because the anointing you have received of him abideth you, and you need not that any man should teach you. So the anointing is a teacher. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it has taught you, shall you also abide in him. So the anointing taught you. What is the anointing? The anointing there is the Spirit. You shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, you might have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. And you know he is righteous. And you know that everyone that dwells righteousness is born of him. So you can see the place of the word in everlasting life. Because everyone that dwells righteousness there is worse. Psalm 23 says, in righteousness, for his name's sake, he restored my soul. He made me to lie down in the green pasture. He leaded me beside still waters. Can you see? He restored my soul. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. This is the word. Sin of the word. Another word they call the word is the word that teaches righteousness or make you righteous. It's just your building. Nobody is good until you have inherited his name. That's the beginning. You must inherit his name. What is good is that which have inherited his name. Yes. And you cannot give his name until his wisdom has taught you and raised you. Because you don't give a name until a process has been complete. You name something that is completed, formation process is complete. So you give name. So the giving of name is not at once. You compare it, you miss things until you name it. That's why name is a building. Name is an identity. And name is a stature. And name is a completion of a work. And that is what the wisdom does. Before you move into the season of power. If that is the power of God or eternal power. Power is a time where you know him and you are knowing the life. But nature, formation is law. Your formation, your building, they are product of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, which are all under wisdom. Then you move into the scene of power. The Lord bless you, keep you, cause it to shine upon you, and be gracious upon you.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeo CME Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.